Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home. Inshallah, just to continue from our Jumu'ah session, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in His very beautiful kalam, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, and whomsoever hopes for the meeting with their Lord, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Then if they want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that Allah is pleased with them, then in this world they should continue doing good deeds, good a'mal, a'mal-e saliha, good actions. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And associate nothing, associate none in worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is only one. And so khatima bil khair, to depart from this dunya with iman, that is the greatest success. I have some of my young friends that are sitting at the back there, please. MashaAllah, I think your parents send you here to listen to the bayan. Come forward. You're not that old that you need to recline to the wall. And so it can be of benefit, barakallah. And try not to be in groups so that shaitan finds it difficult to disturb you. Alhamdulillah, listen for the pleasure of Allah. And so to depart from this dunya with iman is the greatest ni'mah. Our ulama have mentioned 10 very important actions to perform which reward an individual with a very beautiful exit and departure from this dunya. Sometimes when you are traveling, if you are stopped by the immigration officers, you don't have a very good experience. But then mashaAllah, when everything is running very smooth and you travel from your house to your destination without any difficulty, you feel happy and you are at ease that alhamdulillah, everything went well. So this very important journey that starts from this dunya and it will end in Jannah, there are a few hurdles. We have to stop at a few very important points, immigration points. And crossing the border to the hereafter starts from the grave. And so we covered in our Jumu'ah session that one very important action that we need to carry out in this dunya is to control our gaze. To control our gaze. Perhaps now in the modern world it has become the greatest challenge for people to make hifazat of their eyes. A person can pray tahajjud. A person can do a lot of ibadat. But sometimes where he is weak is taking control of his eyes. And so the greatest wali of Allah, the most pious person, even if he is not doing a lot of worship, excessive ibadat, but he is doing his fara'is, his farz, but fighting with his nafs in making sure that I am going to take control of my two eyes, then no matter what the world says, he is the wali of Allah. Allah give all of us the tawfiq that we can take control of our eyes and we don't allow the wrong things to be viewed. Why? Because this will only affect us spiritually and it will damage the spiritual soul. And when your ruh is damaged, your body physically is also damaged. So we have to be very, very careful. Allah give us the tawfiq. So this was covered. Another very important action for us, for Khatima bil Khair, is to do miswak. A very simple action. But how difficult shaitan makes it for the people of Iman. Miswak is perhaps the most important sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi was very fond of miswak. In fact, there were companions and sahaba who were ever ready and who would hold the miswak of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam when doing his khidmat, that whenever he requires the miswak, it is presented to him. So miswak is that action that will result in husne khatima, khatima bil khair. A person will die with iman and his departure will be in the best way. Why? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, as-siwaku matharatun lil-fami, that miswak is not only something that will purify and clean your mouth. Cleanliness is very, very important. When you are clean, it becomes difficult for the jinns to occupy your body. When your house is clean, it becomes difficult for the shayateen to occupy your house. And so, when you are clean, your body is clean, the toilets are clean, you read the dua, your house is clean, then it becomes very unbearable for the shayateen to stay in something that is very clean, very difficult. That is why you won't find shayateen in the house of Allah so much, will you? Hardly. It's very difficult for people to stay in the house of Allah. Shayateen, I mean. Azan is given, people are doing the tasbih and doing the zikr of Allah. Subhanallah. Very, mashallah, nurani location, nurani venue. So when we become nurani, cleanliness is half of iman. And that is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always in the habit of doing miswak. And then what he said, not only does it clean your mouth, وَمَرْضَاتٌ لِلْرَبِّي, subhanallah. Here, the muhaddithin make kalam of this hadith. What Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, this action of miswak is pleasing to Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is it? It is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when something is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama have mentioned that this is an indication that this person will pass away with khair. He will be granted husne khatima. That is why the scholars have mentioned the very last action of Huzur alayhi salatu was salam in his sakarat. Last few moments of his life. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she gave miswak to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he started to smile. This is what you call a wife. That every facial gesture, the woman knows what my husband requires. But unfortunately now, wo kya hai? Gender equality. This gender equality has killed the society by. Men want to become women, women want to become men. And Bibi Khadija, Hazrat Aisha, all of the Azwaj, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a slight movement of the face, even at that moment, immediately, she takes the miswak out and puts it in her mouth to soften the bristles from the top and gives it to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was smiling. The very last amal. And ulama have also taken this action, being the last sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when you do miswak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you also khatima bil khair. Now how easy this amal is, but how difficult shaitan makes it for us. How many people carry a miswak? How many people would have a miswak? And how many people do miswak at home? MashaAllah, the people who are doing miswak, mubarak to you. But we should be training our young and the youth, MashaAllah, men, women, everybody, that you can have your own toothbrush, but that toothbrush comes later on. First comes the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do miswak, because it will clean your mouth and it will give you husne khatima. So these are two a'mals here that have been mentioned by the scholars. The third action that gives insan husne khatima, an easy death, easy sakarat, no takleef. At the time of death, the malaika smile at him. Ulama have mentioned, when a person is in the habit of thanking Allah for the blessings that are given to him. Nowadays, what happens? This tongue has a habit of swearing more and lying more. We swear a lot. And we lie a lot. Subhanallah. We need to understand we are very different from other people. Swearing does not give you anything. Where does swearing take you to? What does it happen? What will happen by swearing besides guna? And if somebody is going to hear the words what you've uttered, they will cringe and think that this man is a man of foul character. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at his zaban mubarak. And so the tongue should be moist in the zikr of Allah, thanking Allah all the time by saying, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Get in the habit of thanking Allah. Don't give any credit to yourself. Some people are masters in giving credit to themselves. Why praise comes to them? How does it happen? Why I am being praised? No. You only praise who? Allah. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, when he could actually see and hear an ant speaking, we can't even imagine that, an ant speaking and communicating with its colony. He is hearing everything, the language of the ants. What did he say to the people? You see, I have heard what they are saying. You see, I can speak their language. You see, this is the knowledge that is given to me. No, look at Anbiya. Humble. Hadha min fadli Rabbi. If I can hear what the ants are speaking, this is the fazl of my Allah. Amazing. Thanking Allah straight away. Liyabluwani. Allah is testing me. The test of a Nabi is very difficult. Am I doing the shukr of Allah or am I going to be ungrateful to my Allah? Hada min fadli Rabbi. This is the fadl of Allah. So get into the habit of saying Alhamdulillah all the time. If something good happens to you, take an opportunity, do wuzu and read two rakats of Salatul Shukr. That is thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one very easy amal for us to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a wazifa. I'm sure that many of you are reading. Something very easy. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a Muslim man or a woman reads this wazifa, this dua, the kalimat, the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening, I will personally hold his hand on the day of Qiyamah, and holding his hand, I will take him to Jannah. How beautiful is that? And how difficult is that? Look how easy it is for us to thank Allah, and how easy it is for us to go to Jannah, but how difficult shaitan makes it for us when it comes to miswak. Raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami deenan wa bi muhammadin nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the evening. Subah fajr ke waqt 3 martaba, maghrib ke baad 3 martaba. Kitni martaba? How many times? 3 times. This is in a way you are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean? Raditu billah. I am happy with my Rabb, my Lord, that He is my God that I worship. He is my Rabb. He is my nourisher, cherisher, protector, sustainer. Allah is my Rabb. Wa bil islami deenan. And I am happy with Islam, that Islam is my religion. وَبِ مُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيَّ. And I am very pleased and happy that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi of Allah. This is shukr. In a way you are doing shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person who does this amal, subhanallah, on the day of Qiyamah, it's a guarantee. What does it mean? Allah's Nabi is saying, I will hold your hands. Allah's Nabi is assuring him, telling him that this is a guarantee. What more? If I say to you, I will hold your hand and take you there, that means you will be going to Jannah. So doing shukr is also khatima bil khair. Allah will give you husne khatima. Why? Because the Quran says, la in shakartum la azidannakum. That if you do shukr, Allah will increase your blessings. When Allah is saying that by doing shukr, when you are thankful to Allah, He will increase your blessings, the greatest blessing that can be given to a person is husne khatima, khatima bil khair. So the more you are thankful to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will award you and gift you with this ni'mah that you will die with sukoon, you will die with contentment, you will die in the majalis and the mahafil of the malaika. So all of these things are very, very important for us to understand. How many points? Your gaze down. What is it? Gaze down. Number two? MashaAllah. And number three? Ji? Shukr. Abhi teen points hi huye. Shukr. Allah give us the tawfiq. Always doing Alhamdulillah. The fourth amal ulama have mentioned is doing sadaqah. What is it? Sadaqah. Whenever an opportunity is given, to give in the path of Allah. To give in the path of Allah. Generally what happens, that insan becomes very miserly when it comes to things that will make his life very comfortable. So insan naturally has this tendency to love dunya. Why naturally this tendency? Because he is actually physically living in dunya. So dunya is something that he will accept readily and very quickly. And he is prepared to keep the money with him all the time. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking control and teaching the ummah that these are things of this dunya and they will never stay with you. But by giving it, it means that it will stay with you all the time. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you give in the path of Allah, this will also give you husne khatima. This will give you husne khatima. Why? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-sadaqatu tutfi'u ghadab al-rabbi. One benefit of giving in the path of Allah, it will extinguish the anger of Allah. It will extinguish the anger of Allah. Subhanallah. Get into the habit of giving. Even our youth that are here, even if it is 20 pence that you can give in the path of Allah, give 20 pence. MashaAllah. Even if it is 1 pound, 50 pence, any amount, in your own capacity you can give, give. The more you give, the more Allah will give you anyway. But then what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَتَدْفَعُ مِيتَةَ السُّوء. And this is the hadith, that giving sadaqah will save a person from an evil death. Sadaqah will save a person from an evil, buri maut. Meetat su, from an evil death. So what it means is that, insha'Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him husne khatima. And what is husne khatima? Husne khatima means that you die with iman. This is husne khatima. It doesn't mean that you have to die in sajda, or you have to die reciting the Quran, or you have to die whilst you are putting ihram on and you are saying labbaik, 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 Allahumma labbaik. And only that is a good death and anything else is not acceptable. No, no, no. Alhamdulillah, if someone dies in sajda, khair, very good. In ruku, reciting the Quran, in ihram, all are good. But husne khatima simply means that, subhanallah, his iman is secure by Allah. His iman is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is husne khatima. And that the life thereafter becomes very, very easy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person the tawfiq to give. That is why number one condition ulama have mentioned is that you need ikhlas when you also give. Ikhlas is very, very important. Why ikhlas? Look at sahaba. It is said that if a sahabi gave in the path of Allah equal to half a date, equal to half a date, it is like giving the whole of the mountain of Uhud in the path of Allah. Because their level of sincerity, their ikhlas, it was only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are no other motives. I am not giving to the masjid so that when my child needs to enroll for the madrasa, it should bypass everybody and my child should be given a position. I gave £10,000 to the masjid. That's anyway. For the pleasure of Allah, what is it? Lillah. You don't take a grudge. Somebody says something to you. Oh, you know what? I was supporting that. Oh, is that what happened? That's it. I'm stopping this now. Arey bhai, that is not, then whatever you did, Allah has not given you the thawab. All the way back what you gave, there is no thawab. So ikhlas is very important when it comes to this virtue that Allah grants you a very beautiful death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Kitne points away? Number 5, a very important point. To be in the company of the pious. Ulama have mentioned that this will give you husne khatima. Husne khatima. To befriend that person who loves Allah and his Rasul. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why it's very, very important that your bosom friend, the friend that is very close to your heart, cannot be a person who's got kufr. Cannot be a person who's got kufr. No. Your best friend, your best companion can only be. Then how is it possible for a man to marry a woman that is in a state of kufr? Or for a woman to marry a man who is in a state of kufr? There is no companionship. There is no companionship. There is no compatibility. Of course, we live in this world. Professionally, we deal with everybody. That is all fine. A smiling face, diplomacy, good words, your neighbors may be non-Muslims, your akhlaq, all that is there. Your akhlaqiyat, your good character, all that you put in front, no problem. But what I am saying, dili ta'alluq, your bosom friend, your best friend, someone who you start to love, someone who you trust, someone who becomes very close to you, someone who is giving you all the advice that you require, that can only be a mu'min. And not just a mu'min, muttaqi. Who? Muttaqi. God-fearing. God-fearing. Only that person. This is something very important. Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, hum rijalun la yashqa jalisuhum, that the people who stay and remain in the company of pious people, they will never ever be deprived from khair. They will never ever be deprived from khair. That is why any title could have been given to that person who saw the Nabi with Iman. They could have been titled as Abideen, Mujahideen, Alimeen, Amileen, Qari'een, any title. But Islam titled them to be Sahabi. And what does Sahabi mean? Companionship. Suhba. Sohba. The title of Sahabi, that in itself is telling you that this great honor was given to them only because of their companionship to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that is why even, mashallah, in the world that we live in today, we have to be very careful. One are the physical friends that we hang around with, and one is the digital friends that we like to talk to. Up to digital friends, huh? You are talking to people that are far away, someone, a blogger, YouTuber, Allah knows what other names we give to these people, and you are talking, you know, and people are playing games and following him, and any new games that comes out, they give it to this person who's an expert because he's got millions of followers and he is going to promote that game to the people. Subhanallah, we live in a very different dunya. But we don't even understand that slowly shaitan makes inroads in the heart and is putting holes in the heart, and it can change your akhlaq, and it can change you from being a good Muslim to becoming a fasiq first, fasiq. You become a fasiq and a sinner, an open sinner. And then slowly shaitan pushes you in the wrong direction. So always remain in the company of good people, pious people. Pious people, if your friends are pious, they will come to your janazah. They will make dua for you. They will recite the Quran. They will be there for you at your service. Nek logo ki sohbat hogi to. Otherwise it will be very, very difficult. People can change for the better. The fastest way to transform your character to being the best of the people is getting into the company of pious people. Good people around you. Bas. When you have good friends, people who understand you, who love Allah, who will show you the right path, then subhanallah, everything becomes very, very easy. So, ye kitne the? Point number five. Or point number six. One is to have the love for Allah. What is it? One is to have the love for Allah. Scholars are saying, that is not enough. Having the love for Allah is not enough. Izhar-e-muhabbat. You have to openly expose your love for Allah. What is it? You have to openly also expose your love for Allah. That is why we are required to follow the sunnah. Follow the sunnah. Now imagine you are following the sunnah. You look very, very different from the other people that are out there. But that is also expressing open love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is time for namaz and you are praying namaz in front of the people somewhere without disturbing them. What are you doing? You are showing that my love for Allah is far more greater. My love for Allah is far more greater. Adhan cannot be given inside a room. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. No. Adhan should be given outside. Where? Adhan should be given outside. Why? Love. Kya hai? Love. Isliye biwi ko bhi I love you bolo, Umar Farooq, kabhi to sudhro. Kya hai? Okay, no, I don't show my love, but I love you. You know, I get so many cases. You know, my husband is, what do they say, introvert. He's very introvert. Bahut bichara andar se love karta. He loves me from here. Oh my Allah. What is the use of a husband like that, loving you from inside? Aise husband se to Allah ki panah. These husbands should be sent to Afghanistan. Eh? Send them there. Mar kutai karke aaye na to achha ho jayega. I love my wife, but you know, Molly Sahib, I can't show my love. Wah ji wah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest Nabi, and he was showing love. At times he would hold the hands of Hazrat Aisha. They would walk. Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, he would visit them with his busy schedule. 11 wives, 9 wives, Makkah mein to khair, Hazrat Khadija passed away. But in total 11, in Medina, 9 wives visiting all of them from Asr to Maghrib. Going to visit. And every wife thought that, you know what, I think I am the most beloved to Rasulullah. Every woman thought, no, no, you know what, I'm the most beloved. I think my Nabi only loves me the most. Then he loves anybody but me the most. Subhanallah. Izhare muhabbat karna sikho bhai. Understand this. Visibility of love is very important. This is what Allah also wants to see in people. Now sometimes you say, oh, you know, you didn't even zing me, you didn't even do this. You know, oh, you know what, but you know, in the heart, you're in my heart. Shortcut, kya hai? No. Visibility of love is very, very important. Hajj is all about love. What is it? All about love. Your hair is this way. You got no clothes on. Subhanallah, you're putting no perfume. Oh, running here and running there. And just, subhanallah, if somebody was to see you, somebody will say, what is he, man? Is he a crazy man? He is crazy in the love of Allah. He's climbing the mountain. He's running from Safa to Marwa. What is this? This is all love. What is it? Love. This is what is love. So your love should be visible. This is what Allah is saying. And when your love is visible, you are not shy to say Alhamdulillah in front of your non-Muslim colleagues. Alhamdulillah. That they need to hear the word Alhamdulillah also. Alhamdulillah. My Allah did this for me. Shukr Alhamdulillah. All praises be to Allah. All praises be to Allah. Mention the name of Allah. This is very important. Subhanallah. Bishre Hafi. This man was a man who loved music. Dancing girls were in his room. Dancing maids. And there was always music in the room. And one day this Buzruk, this Wali of Allah, you know, they do Islah in a very subtle way. Pious company, subhanallah. Very subtle way. A lot of music was being heard outside from this property. So this Buzruk went and knocked on the door. So he said to the maid, go and open the door, see who it is. So she opened the door, she said, Ji. So that Buzruk said, does this house belong to a free man or a slave? In those days, of course, there was also slaves. Ne? So the property, does it belong to a man who is a slave or he is a free man? So the maid said, no, no, he is a free man. So this Buzruk said, if only if he was a slave, he would know how to live in this world. What did he say? He said it loud. If only if he was a slave, he would know how to live in this world. The maid went back. Bishr said, who was there and what did he say? He says, I don't know, somebody knocked. And he was asking that, does this property belong to a free man or someone who is a slave? So I says, no, you're a free man, you're not a slave. But he said something that only if you were a slave, then you would know how to live in this world. Bas. Subhanallah. This hit the heart. And it's all about hitting the heart. Something that can hit your heart in a majlis can be enough to change anybody. And so, this man, Bishr, opened the door, ran out the house without wearing any shoes, without wearing any chappal. And he dashed out looking for that man and he got to him. And he says, I am the man who owns that property. And what are you saying that only if I was a slave? So he said to him, Beta, young man, listen to me. That when you think you are free, then Shaitan will take you to the wrong path. But when you are prepared to be the slave of your creator, your maker, then you will enjoy this world and the hereafter. So we are all slaves. And if you are not going to learn to be the slave of Allah, then you are the greatest loser. When he said that, bas in that majlis, he was doing tawbah and he repented in his heart. That I am going to be the slave of Allah. And then as he was walking back, he looks down on a piece of paper. In Arabic, the name of Allah was written. So he picks up that piece of paper and Allah's name was written on it. And he kissed the name of Allah. He was a Muslim after all, but a fasiq. But now he is preparing his journey to do tawbah. He kissed the name of Allah. See, this is izhare muhabbat. Yeah. And then he took this piece of paper back at home. He perfumed the name of Allah and placed it at a very high platform, on a shelf high. And sometimes what happens, if brothers understand the concept of ilham, ilham simply, in English it's called, you know, inspiration. But ilham means something else. Sometimes Allah puts something directly into your heart. Directly something is put into your heart. And so, when he was in the house and when he perfumed the name of Allah, he was standing. And it is as if someone was speaking to him and telling him, and Allah put this in his heart, that Bishr, you have shown love to my name, I will make sure that the people will also love you. That is it. Life changes from there. And how does it change? He was such a buzrug of Allah that his entire life he would never wear any shoes. But the feet were so clean, like how a baby, when the baby is born, the feet are so clean. MashaAllah. That is how the feet remained all his life. So one of his students asked him that, Hazrat, why don't you wear any chappal or shoes? He says, no. When I repented at the hands of a sheikh when he told me what I should be doing, I was not wearing chappal. And I've decided that this is the way I am going to continue my life. But my respected brothers, sometimes, kabhi kabhi, akele mein, you know, when you're alone, take the name of Allah with love. Do the zikr of Allah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, with the love of Allah. Allama Rashid Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi would say, if a person takes the name of Allah once in his lifetime with love, that is enough to save him from Jahannam. Our Ustad Maulana Hashim Saab, Allah give him a long life. One day, you know, we were talking about people who want to become Muslims. And sometimes we say, oh, this person is drunk and this person might not be sincere becoming a Muslim. And let us polish their hearts first and then he should become a Muslim. And we Muslims are our own enemies, you know, we like to judge people. And let's delay the Shahada until we feel he is sincere. Well, Hashim Saab said, wrong. You are not to judge anyone. And he said something we still remember today. He said, in any condition, let a person take the name of Allah. Because the name of Allah is filled with barakat, that possibly this name of Allah one day will allow him to enter Jannah. One day will allow him to enter Jannah. So we are not there to judge someone. If somebody is taking the name of Allah, let him take the name of Allah. Then dekha jayega, but allow him that benefit. So whenever an opportunity is given to you, with love take the name of Allah. When you are doing dua, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many points? Huh? Six. Point number seven. Where a person, this amal also will allow someone to die with iman, the ulama have mentioned. When a person, the doors are open for him to commit a sin. The doors are open for him to commit a sin. All the doors are open. But then, all of a sudden, at that time, the fear of Allah, grips him. Astaghfirullah, I can't do this. And he turns away and he backs off. This is called the khashiyat of Allah. Subhanallah, that one khashiyat can reward you to have the best death in this dunya. One khashiyat. During the time of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, you know, the king had an argument with the queen. The king had an argument with the queen. The king was arguing with the queen, and the queen was arguing with the queen was arguing with the king. Bibi Muhtarama gusse mein aa gayi. The queen got angry and said to the king, "You're a Jahannami." What did she say to the king? "You are a Jahannami." He was a king, he got angry too. "If I am a Jahannami, then talak." What a difficulty we are in. The wife is calling him a Jahannami, and he's saying, "If I am a Jahannami, then you talak." Problems. Maulvi ko dhunna hai. Maulvi ke bagair tumhari zindagi nahi hai bhai. Do whatever you want. You will need a Maulana all your life. Alhamdulillah, Allah has made it such a way. No matter what you feel in your heart, a Maulvi is a Maulvi. You need him. And the king is saying, "What do we do now?" And people are saying, "Talaq is done." The faqih of the time, the giant Imam Shafi'i, is called. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, hears the case and says, "Okay." So Imam Shafi'i is saying to the king, "In your lifetime, has there been any time where you, out of the fear of Allah, abstain from committing a sin?" From the fear of Allah. So he's thinking, he says, "Yes, on one occasion." He says, "On one occasion, there was this female maid doing my room. She was very young and beautiful. And all of a sudden, I had this evil intention to do something to her. And I am the king and there was nobody there. And so I went close to her and I was about to touch her. And she looked at me in fear. And she said to me, 'O king, fear the king of all the kings. Fear the king of all the kings.' When she said this to me, all of a sudden, the fear of Allah came into me." I says, "Allahu Akbar, what am I doing? I'm out of my control." So straight away he apologized and he says, "Please forgive me," and you go. And from then on I have done nothing like that. But this was only of the khawf of Allah, the khashiyat of Allah. Imam Shafi'i said, "I give you fatwa that your nikah is valid." So they asked, all the ulama asked him that, "How is a nikah valid?" He says, "Because of the ayat of the Quran, 'وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ'" And that person who fears Allah and takes control of his nafs, "فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ'" He is a jannati, not a jahannami. He is a jannati, not a jahannami. So you had the fear of Allah, therefore your marriage is valid. Subhanallah. So also at a time when you could do something wrong and there is no one watching, and when you take self-control, believe me, this is a great ni'mah. And if Allah has given you an opportunity, always take that opportunity. That I am going to be obedient to my Allah, even though there was every possibility for me to do something wrong, but the fear of Allah is there and you stop doing something. This will also give you husne khatima. Very quickly, how many points now? Seven. Point number 8, very easy. Adhan, the dua of adhan. When you hear the muadhin giving adhan, after that read the dua. Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima. آتي محمدا الوسيلة الفضيلة وابعث مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. This dua you read Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and there are also different versions of this dua, حَلَّتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَتِي. حَلَّتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَتِي. The one who responds to the call of the muazzin, and he is uttering the words of the muazzin and reads the dua, he will be given my shafa'at. So when you respond to the muazzin with a dua, you will also be given husne khatima. How many points? 8. Point number 9. Durood Sharif. What is it? Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is that amal that will guarantee you husne khatima. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who reads durood on me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, I will do his shafa'at. How difficult is 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening to get the shafa'at? Shafa'at is only given to that person who dies with iman. So ulama say a person who reads a lot of durood, he will also be given husne khatima. And if you read durood sharif daily 100 times, in the hadith it comes that it will be written on his forehead, bara'atum minan nifaq, itkum minan nar, that this man is free from hypocrisy and he is free from the fire of Jahannam. 100 times durood sharif. Subhanallah. 100 times durood sharif. How long will that take us? Allah has given us so much time. Make sure we read 100 times durood sharif. Kitne points pure hue? 9. Number 10. Number 10, the ulama say, to make dua to Allah to give you husne khatima. Making dua that Allah grant me husne khatima, this is a great ni'mah. Because this was the dua that anbiya would also make. Yusuf alayhi salam made a dua, tawaffani muslima. Allah give me death in the state of iman and Islam. Wa alhiqni bisalihin. And Allah make sure that I am with the pious people. All anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. If you look and read the dua. So always make a dua. Allahumma tawaffana musliman wa alhiqna bisalihin. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. Allahumma barik lana fil maut. Allah grant me, ya Allah, a death in which you are pleased with me and a death that is easy. Allahumma a'inna ala sakarat al maut wa ghamarat al maut. A'inna ala ghamarat al maut wa sakarat al maut. So all of these du'as we should also start making. These are some of the 10 actions that have been mentioned and have been taken out from the ahadith and the ayats of the Quran that inshallah will give a person husne khatima. So as much as we can do, inshallah, it will be khair. Allah give all of you jazai khair. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Sami'na wa ata'na gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.